Good afternoon, it's your Saturday. Means you listen to Bradham Sports. This is Tony Rice, and we are joined on the line by just frankly one of the good people on planet Earth, and certainly here in Hertfordshire, Will Slemmings, top man, sports officer for the Hertfordshire Sports Partnership. He's got loads to tell us about. It's always a pleasure to have him on the show, and welcome back, Will. Good evening.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me back.
Hey, well, honestly, always a pleasure. And as I say, so much to unpack. Never, ever a dull moment in your busy, busy world. But just real quickly, because I'm feeling festive, I know it's a little bit early, Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you very much. You too. The first one.
Hey, well, listen, like I said, do you know what? I'm a sucker for it. We've had the Christmassy tunes on in the office all week. And like I say, I'm feeling very ho-ho-ho-ish. So there we go.
Absolutely.
Anyway, well, last time we spoke to you, quite recently, it was to kind of build and raise awareness and bang a drum for the upcoming inaugural Sport for Social Change conference. Certainly want to do that again tonight. But December the 6th, you've gone and double booked yourself, haven't you? You've got yourself invited to a little small sports journalism British Sports Award, Sport for Social Change Award, for your great work that you did recently with the Fit, Fed and Red activities and campaigns. For people who may be new to the show, unfamiliar with that, remind us what that was all about.
So that's an initiative that we've been running in Hertfordshire this year, mainly during the Easter and the summer holidays. It's taken from a national campaign originally started by Street Games, so a national sports charity. They started the Fit and Fed principle, and we've taken on as a national, as more of a local version of the initiative, and added the red on the end. So it's Fit, Fed and Red, and it aims at addressing families from low socioeconomic backgrounds and supporting them during the summer holidays by putting on holiday camps that support the children in providing hot, nutritious cooked meals, lots of physical activity and opportunity to socialise together, and then also stealthily getting in a bit of literacy skills as well during the summer holidays when they may not be practising those skills otherwise.
It was such a crucial project. You know, literally just on air right now on Radio Verulam, we've been playing out an interview which is talking about the issue with food banks, and it kind of resonated with me, aware that we're going to be talking to yourself, Will, given that, you know, sometimes in our little bubbles we forget just how very lucky we are. And during those kind of the coming Christmas break, and like you did back in Easter time, those times actually when you're not getting the school support, extra pressure on so many people that we just forget about sometimes. So critical work. Do you know roughly how many numbers you guys assisted through this wonderful project?
So during the summer holidays, I know we served just under 1,200 cooked lunches, so attendances across the summer, including just over 150 young people from six different locations across the county.
Just truly, truly tremendous. And, you know, fingers crossed for you for the awards. Just to be nominated, I think, is richly deserved. December the 6th, it could well be a night to toast. And no, you're not about the ego. You're all about what you do. But nevertheless, it would be a nice, I guess, tip of the iceberg element.
Absolutely.
But just to really briefly come back to that once again, you know, amazing, really, that Ken Follett, CBE, he sold over 165 million copies of his great works, was involved. Also, it's all about partnerships, isn't it? Great links there with the fire services, which is, of course, every young boy's, and I think girls these days, kind of, you know, it really connects with them, doesn't it? Plus, that's the library support. Really, lots of things working hand in glove to do really amazing things, Will. I tell you, tremendous stuff, but an awful lot of hard work must have gone in to pulling this one off.
No, absolutely. And in essence, that's everything that we do at the Heart Sports Partnership. Is we don't do a lot of direct delivery ourselves, but we work on bringing partners together from all different industries that can help a common cause by specialising in their own individual areas. So, as you say, for Fit, Fed and Red, we know sport, we know we can do that bit, we can offer the physical activity absolutely fine. But then we've got Hearts Catering Limited that provide all the lunches, because I don't back my own catering skills enough to be able to do that. Hertfordshire Libraries will do all the literacy. We work very closely with the council and the Families First arm from them in regards to accessing the young people from these backgrounds in the first place. making sure that it is the right children that are benefiting from the programme. The Uni of Hertfordshire helps us by employing all of the coaches and kind of taking them on their payroll, those sorts of things. And then and Street Games themselves, who, as I say, kind of invented the initiative in the first place, we work really closely with them in ongoing support for all of the projects. So it very much is a much wider team than just ourselves. And we're very lucky to have those contacts and to be able to work with them to help the people.
Ultimately, again, is these partnership relationships which make all these wonderful things possible. And I guess that's really the ethos of the very first Sport for Social Change conference, kicking off December the 6th. So literally just around the corner. I mean, so many amazing international forces coming together to give advice, guidance here. I was impressed to see the likes of Fight for Peace signed up, Alliance of Sport for the Desistance of Crime involved too. Will, who else has been signed up since last we spoke?
It's really taken some fantastic shape since then. So a brief sort of run through of the day, I suppose, is we're honoured to have the Lord Lieutenant introduce the day and address the whole group in the main room at the Field of Sense where we're holding it in Hatfield. And then we've got keynote speakers from the police service, as you mentioned, the Alliance of Sport, Street Games as well, the charity I mentioned before, doing lots around mental health and the benefits that sport can bring around that area. We've also got another keynote from the High Sheriff is going to be there and reflecting on their experiences of sport and how that can be used. Fight for Peace, as you've mentioned. There's going to be a speech from one of the staff from the youth offending team, mm-hmm. and how that they've used sport in terms of either as a diversionary or a prevention method for young people, either kind of at the early stages of youth offending or kind of showing signs of being on that pathway. And they're bringing a young person actually that came from that sort of background and they've been working with for a few years now. He's actually now gone from never been in a boxing gym before to being national champion at his age group, and sports completely turned his life around. And those little examples can be really powerful in these types of events that we're trying to do, and to really demonstrate the types of things that sport can do outside of a sporting situation.
It embodies the very title, doesn't it? There, three sports, social change on an individual, and then it kind of ripples out right across society. It's fabulous.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a bit from the Sport Development Coalition as well. Sport for Social Change is a huge area now across the country, across the world even, and it's a big focus for a lot of different organisations that have either been working in it for a long time or really just starting to see the benefits of it. So the Coalition are a group of organisations that are coming together to really push this forward. So we're honoured to have them. They've actually done a video for us because they're at the same awards that I'm at on the
nice.
Same day.
Small world.
absolutely. And then we've got the speed dating session in the morning as well.
So yes.
The idea behind that is to get as many national charities or national organisations that work in this sort of field as possible. And then they're going to rotate around different groups of the delegates that are there, really giving them a bit of a snapshot of the type of work that they can do and the types of benefit that it can bring to their community. So we thought it was a much better way of doing it that way so that everyone can get a bit of a knowledge of everyone that's in the room rather than having to pick one or two to learn about their background, and then they can pick up those conversations at a later date and hopefully get a lot more kind of efficiency in regards to the information that they can get through the day.
Well, it's true what they say sometimes, isn't it? It's a contacts game. And again, it's all about pooling resources. And if there can be, you know, numerous contacts, then as you say, at a latter time, at their leisure, develop that into longer conversations, then ultimately that's going to be a really kind of efficient way that everybody can maximise their time at this awesome conference.
Definitely. That's exactly what we're going for. But then, as well as the organisations that are going to be, that's really a chance. Or the idea that everyone that turns up there is either going to be have some experience of using sport in for a social change context, or is interested in finding out how it could work within their community or within their organisation. There's going to be opportunities for them to meet each other as well. So there's going to be people from all over Hertfordshire who are interested in this field, and like we've already discussed and demonstrated, the power of partnerships in this sort of work is second to none. So if we can bring as many people that are interested in this field together as possible, and it can only work as a positive, for countywide initiative.
Absolutely. Well, honestly, what I love about this, I mean, it just really is what it's all about. Every time I turn on the news, I despair for planet human race. But it does me good to talk to yourself and other people doing such really powerful things, selfless, you know, devoid of ego, really just looking over time to kind of make some very, very powerful changes for good. So again, I honestly salute you. Is there still time for maybe people to get involved, come involved, and maybe get themselves into that networking mixture?
Absolutely, yeah, there are still tickets available. They can be booked by going onto our website, which is www.sportinhearts.org.uk/news. That'll take you to our community news page, and you can click on the Sport for Social Change conference from there, which will show how many tickets are remaining and how you can book through that network. The earlier in the week you can do it, the better, because tickets are running out. But at the moment, there are still spaces available.
Perfect. December the 6th, it's literally imminent. Once again, just remind us of that website, please.
Yeah, that's www.sportinhearts.org.uk/news.
Well, I really salute you. Truly, I do. I think this is amazing. It's a pity that so many people won't be able to engage with yourself because, you know, you're at this minor little sports awards event. So once again, I wish you really all the very best for that night yourself.
Thank you very much. I will say my line manager, who works very closely with me on all of these projects, is running the conference, and she can meet everyone there. It's going to be fun.
It's in safe hands. Top man. Will, I thank you so much, and I wish you, as I say, a Merry Christmas and the absolute best once again for the great, great work already being done through the power of partnerships for the Sport for Social Change. The Fit, Fed and Red project has been nominated for a national award at the Sports Journalism Awards, British Sports Awards, December the 6th. Will be there, and he may well be holding a little trophy aloft at that night. We'll find out from you very soon. But as I say, Will, for tonight, thank you once again. Have a great evening.
Thank you very much. You too.